Jesus uses three big pictures to communicate his connection to people, right? First, he uses the vine and the branches. We talked about that last week, right? He also uses a shepherd and a flock, doesn't he? I know them. I love them. I leave all of them after the one, right? And then he uses this idea of father and children, the way that God is relating to us. God has these things for us. Now, John chapter 15, verse 5, Jesus said, I'm the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me, and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. That's going to count for everybody alive on the earth. In John chapter 10, Jesus says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. That's a good promise. That's a forever promise. Never. And no one will snatch them out of my hand. Isn't that wonderful? Stuck and staying. He says, my Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one. So in Romans chapter 11 at verse 30, when he says, for just as you were at one time disobedient to God, but now have received mercy because of their disobedience, the Israeli disobedience, the people, so they too have now been disobedient in order that by the mercy shown to you, they also may now receive mercy. Salvation only comes through Jesus Christ, the Jewish Messiah. And God will bring his people into the knowledge of Christ. Everyone who is saved in the knowledge of Christ. Only after every chosen non-Jew has been reached, and I can't answer for God why he's doing that, the way that he's doing it. He says, this will be my covenant with them when I take away their sins. And how he's going to do that is yet to be revealed, because you and I don't see a Jewish nation following their Messiah Jesus yet. And then verse 32 of Romans chapter 11 says this peculiar language, God has consigned all to disobedience that he may have mercy on all. So do you know what that means? You know, I spend time. Kind of, God, what does that mean? I have to preach to them. It's coming up in a couple of weeks. Where are we going with this? What did you mean? Consigned is a funny word. Consignment is like when I get books and put them at the back of the church and I don't have to pay for them until you buy them. And then I take the money and I pay off the guy who owns it. But I don't think it means that. But maybe it does. Why did you do that to us? ESV, English Standard Version, says consigned. The New American Standard says God has shut up altogether. And then I start to get some insight, I hope. And the King James Version said, God has concluded them all in unbelief. So that's an interesting use of language, English language. The New Living Translation says, it has imprisoned everyone in disobedience. And so I kind of fall back, and now the way that I'm rolling as I've read these different translations and I've looked at the original language, God treats everyone the same. And by grace, he's made a way of escape from the same. The disobedient will face the consequence of our disobedience. And God says, "You, all of you who aren't following me, you're in the same boat. But there's deliverance by grace, and there's freedom by grace, and he's getting us out of it because he loves us. And because as a father, he said, come on. And as a shepherd, he goes, wait, come back. You know? And as the excellent gardener, he's making sure that we're attached. He's admonishing us because somehow it's a volitional thing that we do return, that we do abide. And God is doing these things, forgiveness of sin in Jesus' name.